The spreading battles in Iraq and the mounting U.S. casualties reverberated this week in the U.S. presidential campaign. So did the appearance of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice before the commission investigating the September 11th attacks. Those events, in fact, seem to overshadow the candidates. NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving will help us catch up. Ron, where were President Bush and John Kerry this week?
As of about midweek, they were almost invisible. But in fact, they were around. The president had gone to Crawford, Texas, and his ranch for his previously planned pre-Easter vacation. He did spend the first couple of days of the week on the road, at least in part. He went to Arkansas and to North Carolina, a couple of states that are considered on the margin in the election this November. And in both cases, he was there to talk about job training. This was picking up on the momentum created by good job numbers that came out about a week ago, showing we had created 300,000 new jobs in the economy in March, best month we've had in years. And the president wanted to pick up on that issue and that momentum and go out and talk about job training. So there were a lot of events already planned. The president already had obligations to go and talk about jobs. And those were good events, except that, of course, all the questions that came from the press at both events were about Iraq, because the situation there was so troubled and tumultuous on Monday and Tuesday of this week.
Well, what about John Kerry? Has his campaign come up with an Iraq strategy at all?
John Kerry was out in public, was trailing an entourage of press with him all the time, had to answer questions about it. And while theoretically he should be a political beneficiary if the problem in Iraq gets worse, he does not want to in any sense seem to be taking any sort of political encouragement of his own from the woes of American troops in Iraq. This week, John Kerry began saying that we needed to, first of all, stop and not ask the question of John Kerry, but rather ask it of George Bush, as if to say, you broke it, don't ask me to fix it. I don't think that's necessarily going to be sufficient, and I don't think that very many people are going to let John Kerry end the discussion there, because obviously he wants to be the president, and that would, of course, make it his problem. So the question to him is, how would you deal with it if you were to take over at that point? And his essential answer is, I would go to the international community. I would admit the United States has made mistakes. We need your help in determining who should run Iraq, and we need your help in securing the country.
Well, of course, the other big story, political story this week, was the appearance of Condi Rice before the 9/11 commission. Did that help or hurt the president?
I think in the short term, at the very least, it helped the president, because Condi Rice stood up to 3 hours of cross-questioning from 10 commissioners, and she stood up to it beautifully. She seemed to thrive under the pressure. When she was pinned down in a couple of situations, she scrambled free. She made her points. Now, in the long run, it's also possible that some of the things that she said on further examination are going to prove problematic for the administration. I think one of the things people will remember is that there was a memo to the president a little more than a month before September 11th that said Osama bin Laden is determined to attack inside the United States. And a lot of the questioning now, I think, will focus on the response of the administration to that specific memo. Condoleezza Rice says it wasn't a warning.
She said it was a historical document.
That's correct. Whether or not, when that is further examined in time, people are satisfied to call it that, or whether it looks more like a warning, will matter a great deal to how people remember 9/11 and the Bush administration.
Ron Elving is NPR's Washington editor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.